This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1 on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. This one, Ike, I am curious to see what you think the answer is. What matters more to you right now, Eagles training camp or the Phillies trade deadline?
Oh, it should be Phillies trade deadline.
What do you think the result?
Let's go, because they're still Eagles, 65%.
Oh, you're pretty on the money. I would have guessed wrong. It's 70.6% Phillies trade deadline. I do think it is a more important thing at the moment, but it is hard for anything to be, we've lived here long enough. Mm-hmm. It's hard for anything to be bigger than Eagles juice.
Yeah.
And the first day of Eagles practice, I thought we would have gotten more Eagles in there, honestly.
We're locked in on the fightings.
Well, thank goodness, because let me tell you, if they had lost the first two games of this season, it might have been a different answer. And joining us now to talk about the Phils, who have won the first two games of the series, we're back on the winning track. Larry Anderson, L.A., thank you for joining us.
Thanks for getting back on a winning track.
Yeah.
Really makes things easier.
Much, much easier. Yeah. It is amazing, LA, the tone of people, like people's belief in this particular team seems to sway. And it wasn't like this last year. You know, they start off great last year, and even through all the second half struggles, people still seem to believe, but they are like week to week with this team. As to in terms of like how much people believe whether this team has it or
so
not.
So true, yeah.
Well, I think that's partly because that's how they play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think the inconsistency of the fan is shown up by the inconsistency of the team.
Yep.
And I think that's just plain and simple fact.
Well, one guy that hasn't been inconsistent is Christopher Sanchez. Nine innings, one run last night. And the other thing that I think will endear him to Philadelphia fans is the emotion he showed at the end of the eighth inning with that strikeout. And even at the end of the game, has Chris Sanchez been the best pitcher on the Phillies this year?
Wow. I would say it's a toss-up between him and Wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been that good. What is it, six games in a row where he's given up one or no runs or one run or less, one earned run or fewer, I think, something like that. I mean, he just it's funny. There was, at the start of the season, one of my best friends, we actually came up through the minor leagues, played together. He said, hey, who do you think somebody for his baseball what do they call it? Rotisserie? Is it whatever?
Fantasy team, right? It used to be rotisserie.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said, I need a pitcher. You think of anybody? And I said, how about Christopher Sanchez? I told him, I think he'll be, to me, he'll be in the top 10 in Cy Young, which I think he will be.
Yeah.
But I said this before the season started. I've thought this from Sanchez from 3 years ago. I believe this. I love the kid to start with. He's just a super kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he just watching him mature each like from from not just year to year, but almost like from month to month for the last few years. It just opens people's eyes more and more and more to now where you go out there and you just expect it from them, which it's a hard thing to do. But obviously, I mean, the Phils, you know, they gave him a multi-year contract, and it wasn't peanut. Well, it is peanuts comparatively.
Compared to some people.
But what he's doing. But at the time, I mean, I can't imagine any young player not taking a contract like that, where there's guaranteed money set for life right now. I mean, and he's still, I mean, he's going to be a free agent again, I would imagine. And if he continues like he's doing or stays where he's at, he's going to make a bundle of money. He's set himself up really well. It just is one of those guys you pull for. Like he said when last night going out there when he went out for the field in the ninth inning to go back out on the mound, he's like, I heard the cheers and I got goosebumps. I'm like, that's the stuff you just love. I mean, I don't know. Is it, maybe it's different for a superstar, but for like for myself or an average player and then played a long time in the big leagues, that you love seeing those stories and hearing guys like that coming through and the excitement they have about what they're doing. And it thrills me. I love it. I think he's just a super kid and he's really just an absolutely terrific pitcher.
He always impresses me. He's not a physically imposing pitcher. Uh-huh. But he throws hard, and, you know, you watch him, he is in complete command on the mound. I'm just wondering, L.A., when you're a pitcher like that, like, so is that his mechanics? He was still throwing mid-90s, 97 in the ninth inning. Like, he was still throwing the ball in the high 90s. Like, how is he able to do that not being such a big guy?
I think it's the lankiness helps.
Yeah.
A lot of times you see a lot of pitchers like that, lanky, long arms, you know, slight build, but they develop some arm speed, and that's what he's got. I mean, he was throwing that hard when we got him a long time ago, a number of years ago, but he didn't have the command of all his pitches. He didn't. His slider's gotten better. His changeup, he's always had a good changeup, but then, you know, to go from when we got him, you know, most of the time he was like 93, 94 in there. And just as he's getting older and getting stronger, and I think he gets stronger by throwing more, and he's obviously throwing more. And now his velocity's up 96, 97 consistently. He can hit 98. Mm-hmm. And that makes that changeup even better. That's made a huge difference, I think, is the difference between his fastball velocity and his changeup velocity is just huge. And he's got such great arm action. That's like when they asked Thompson about it, you know, this is one of the few guys, and I mean few, maybe, I don't know if there's a handful of guys in major leagues who get better as he goes through the order.
Yeah.
Sanchez gets better as he goes through the order because he gets the feel for that changeup. The more he throws it, the more he's out there, the more command he gets of it. He starts off, you know, not with the greatest command and works his way into it. And a lot of that comes to do with getting the feel for the changeup. Changeup's probably the most feel pitch there is, where you really got to feel it right. It's a completely different grip than any other pitch, and so to get command of that, it sometimes it takes a while, not all the time, but sometimes. But when you do get it, and it takes a few hitters, or a few innings, whatever, to get into it, really, where you absolutely know you've got it locked down. Now you throw the velocity in on top of that. Instead of 94, it's 97. That's another 3 mile an hour difference, and with the same arm action, that's what it is. It's just, and it's fabulous. I mean, Cora, the manager for the Red Sox, was raving about him after the game. I just love it.
So the thing that impressed me as well is, so he has that huge strikeout at the end of the eighth, big emotional moment.
Yeah.
And him, like, at that moment, I was like, all right, that's the moment. He's not going to come back out for the ninth, because it's hard to get, you know, that emotion back up after a moment like that. But that, and even the first, it seemed like he was a little off those first couple of pitches, that first batter of the ninth inning. But right. I was so impressed that after that strikeout at 94 pitches or whatever it was, that they, not only did they send him back out there, but he had such a good ninth inning after the way that eighth inning ended.
I think the only reason that happens is because he wants it.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants it to happen. And I don't mean this to disparage anybody else or any other pitchers, but there's pitchers that are happy with seven innings and do their job, and they come out of the game with the lead. there's other pitchers, and they're fewer and far between nowadays. There it used to be a lot more, I think. That's my opinion. But now it's, I mean, guys, he wants the ball. Mm-hmm. Give me the ball. I'll take that ball. I want to go out there. Other guys, they don't all have that. I don't know if it's that you know, stamp your foot down on somebody's neck attitude mm-hmm. when you're facing another team. You know, and I mean, that's some guys have that. Not all of them do. And the guys that do, they want that ball. They go out there. They want to go out there. They want to be that guy. And that's Sanchez certainly appears to want to be that guy.
So I know you're going to rip me for this, but I have to ask you because I'm just going to be honest about how I felt last night. So he goes back out for the ninth, and I see that number. I see that 100-pitch number. And I know Wheeler's at it all the time, and I just get nervous that at the end of the year, you know, when we're in the playoffs or pushing for the playoffs, that like all these innings and, you know, all these pitches is going to add up, and it's going to hurt us at the end of the year. Can you calm me down on that, because I do get worried about that?
Well, I don't know. I know it's a different age and everything, but I don't think that didn't seem to faze Curt Schilling mm-hmm. or Randy Johnson mm-hmm. or the guys that really want to do it. That it's that they don't have that problem, and I don't know if it's. I mean, I saw, who was it? Somebody came out after 4 1/3. Oh, Mizorowski,
yeah.
with the Brewers. Came out
yep.
after 4 1/3, and the line was he came out after 64 pitches and 4 1/3 innings due to load management issues. Okay, so who is who? You know, you can get me started on this. I'm sorry. You know, and people want to say, "Oh, you're old school. That's different today." Well, no, it's not different. It's not different. Pitchers, the bodies didn't start making them different. I mean, I think the bodies that have been created have been pretty consistent, mm-hmm. You know, throughout the history of life. So I just whatever.
There you go.
300 innings, and they didn't have Tommy John surgery every other week, you know, or somebody going down with it constantly. It's the more we go into this load management stuff, the more injuries that I see. That's my perception. And maybe I'm way off. Maybe the numbers will prove me wrong. But what I see is what I'm going to go with. And that's what I see. And I just, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of letting guys go out there with the, you know, in the skirts and the baby gloves on. You know, it's like take them off, put on the regular stuff and go get them.
Yeah, Fritz.
There he is.
Whoa, hold on. Now, L.A., you were not in attendance. I don't know if the word's gotten back to you, but it was an 8-0, five-strikeout performance against Jota Camara.
Yes, Jack did great.
Well, every squirrel finds a nut. Okay?
Yeah. He did throw strikes right from the beginning. Threw strikes.
Fastballs down away all day, just like you said.
See? There we go. It works at every level.
Are you worried a little bit about Ranger?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the last couple times out, not the last time out, but the two times prior, his velocity was down and he didn't have any problem because he commanded the ball. What got me the last time out was his body language. And I don't know if anybody else paid attention to it, because he's so laid back all the time, but this one was like his head down, his shoulders down, almost like I can't find it. I can't get it today. And it's like to me, even that any little bit that you give the opposition, it helps them. And when they see that, and maybe they didn't see what I saw from maybe they're because they didn't pitch. I don't know, but to me, it just looked his body language. Looked like he was just. He was fighting it, and he was just it was a struggle. Instead of, you know, seeing an attitude of him, I'm going to get this together. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to get it done. But he didn't. I mean, he had nothing. He had no. When I say nothing, I'm not talking about his stuff. He's got good stuff. He just had no command of any of his pitches, his changeup, his breaking ball, his cutter, slider. Fastball, just he had no command of anything, and it the thing that bothered me, it did bother me, was just his body language. I just wish I would have seen a little more presence of him showing that he wanted to figure it out, and I didn't see any of that. And I don't know if there's a specific thing I could say that I look at or that I saw. It was just an overall feeling that of watching him, because as far as velocity, it wasn't any worse than it was at two starts prior to that. And I think he pitched pretty well in those games. But it does, the fact that he's, you know, where he was 94 the first part of last year, 93, 94 to what, 88, 89, 90,
yeah,
you know, last time out. But again, he did that. He pitched with lesser stuff and had success. It was just that he had nothing, but he basically let everybody know he has nothing and has no command, and so it's going to be one of those days. But I will give him credit for this. He got through five innings, which I wasn't so sure he was going to get there. But
yeah, he'll battle like he did against the Mets in the playoffs. I mean, there's nothing there. So last thing, L.A., we're about a week away from the trade deadline, and the things that the people have identified for the Phillies, quite obviously, would be a back-of-the-bullpen arm top bullpen arm? Back end of the bullpen arm or a right-handed bat. Let's say you could only have one to add to the Phillies. Which one would you pick?
Yes.
Big answer. Big answer.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I would love to see some consistency in the offense. If we can get somebody that can hit the ball consistently, I would love that. Most of the people I've talked to, scouts wise, have said this is one of the toughest trade deadline groups or lack of players at the trade deadline. And I don't know why that is. It's just the freak, but there's so many teams looking for the same things. But I would just love to see a little more consistency from the offense to help out the pitching.
All right, L.A. Well, won a series, got that under their belt, so hopefully, I can't wait till they lose, they get swept by the Yankees and make us forget about this, you know?
Oh, no.
Roel, right before the trade deadline, two straight years, you know, so.
Oh, it can't happen.
No, I hope not. All right, L.A., thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
Jack, can you? Oh, there it goes.
LA wants pitchers to go deep in the games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I knew. I knew. Well, I do think there is something to what he's saying in that if you train your body to go nine innings, mm-hmm. you will get stronger, and there is a better chance you'll go nine innings. If you train your body to go five innings, you'll get tired earlier. So I think it is, and you can answer me this, is it less about the pitches and saving the pitcher, and more about the third time through the lineup stuff?
So I think that they view it as your stuff decreases third time through.
Okay.
And I think that they just say, well, why would we put a guy out there with decreased stuff versus a guy coming out of the bullpen fresh?
Right.
So that I think they view that as a better way to win. But that's where Sanchez makes it so interesting, because he does get better as the game goes on. But like how guys are trained now, I experienced it like in the middle of the shift. Like I got out right before all the cameras, because now they have cameras on all your pitches, so they can slow it down and tell the best spin rate and stuff.
Yep.
But it changed when I was even going through it from, we always used to run long distance to build leg strength, mm-hmm. to like they started teaching just run sprints.
Yep.
Because it's like, it's a quick burst pitching.
Yep.
And I think that's like the whole mentality now, which all the quick, rather than like the old starters used to just run poles and run back and forth and run long distance to build leg strength. So it's just changed a lot. How these guys are trained.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just wondering why it doesn't make them better athletes.
why do they hurt even more?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well,
yeah.
now I would imagine.
I should say healthier athletes is what I should
healthier
say.
Healthier athletes
better.
Is fair, because they're putting way more stress on the arm. I think that's the one big thing.
Now
because
they of this, are, yeah.
Because they're throwing harder and spinning the ball harder.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I'm sure Curt Schilling could have thrown 100 miles an hour if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But like he settled in at 95 to 97 because he could command that better. Mm-hmm. But these guys don't care about that now. They care about hitting triple digits on the gun and whipping off a slider that has 3,000 RPMs on it.
Yeah, dude, because when we were watching baseball in the 80s and the 90s, did anybody throw 100?
Nolan Ryan.
Roger Clemens. Maybe the only one. I don't think we ever really saw anybody throw 100.
Doc Gooden. Nolan Ryan, Doc Gooden, Roger Clemens. And then remember...
J.R. Richard.
Remember when...
Dude, he was nasty.
Who's the guy on the Red Sox now that I don't like?
Aroldis Chapman.
I remember when Aroldis Chapman came out throwing 102, and everybody's like, can you believe this guy throwing 102? Yeah. Now you see a guy every game throwing 100 miles an hour.
You going to update your Aroldis Chapman feelings after Bryce the other night?
Wait a minute. Hold on. No. Hold on.
Like, uh-oh. Remember, spikes in a corner.
Well, no. No. Hold on. But first of all, he is a playoff choker and a bad teammate.
All I know about is a playoff choker.
Okay. The second thing is, let's not forget that the previous six or seven innings, they had been obliterated by a guy with a 6 ERA.
Also a playoff, but he's a playoff riser.
He basically said we can't judge him going against the Phillies.
We couldn't hit anybody that day. It wasn't just Chapman, you know. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Chuck, you awake?
I'm here. Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Spike and Jack, what is the deal? Listen, let me say this, right? I want to romanticize over Philly other than Bryce Harper. You give me a second, okay? But before I get to that real quick, Corey, all you got to do is Google me, brother. When you Google Corey from Columbus, a picture of Christopher Columbus will come up. Right?
Ooh, boy.
That's the difference between me and you, brother. You know what I mean? I'm Donovan McNabb. You're A.J. Feely.
Well, he's saying you're in the past. He's saying more like he's Jalen and you're Donovan is what he's saying.
Why do you got to interfere when I'm saying like
I'm just... Let him cook. Let him cook. Jeez.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Why you got to do that, man?
I'm sorry. I'm just, didn't want his words.
You know, I let him have his little corny ass shine. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
I've been getting to the top for years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I let him go ahead and do his thing. But the difference between me and you, Corey, right, is I can call any show and get to the top, brother. Can you do the same? And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? Now, listen, let me say this, right?
Yes.
This guy, Christopher Sanchez, I watched him yesterday, man, and he is a tremendous pitcher. I don't know where he came from or what he did in the offseason, but this guy is going to be Cy Young this year, I'm telling you. And I love Zach Wheeler. You know, Zach is consistent. You know, he's Mr. Consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched that guy yesterday, man, and his enthusiasm on that mound. I mean, Jack, you know, you should be taking notes from this guy, Christopher Sanchez, you know, because he's a wonderful
pitcher. What am I going to do with those notes?
Yeah.
I saw you pitch, man, and, you know, you might need to, you know, your fastball got to get a little higher. You know what I mean? And, you know,
yeah.
you got to find the strike zone a little bit.
That's not true.
You know,
22 of 30 strikes, but Big Chuck.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Yeah,
I just want to say, shout out to Christopher Columbus.
Cut that audio.
That's Christopher Sanchez. Yeah.
Yeah, great pitcher, man. And I feel confident that he's going to allow us to build a bullpen organically because now we got other pitchers, and you know what I mean, that's behind him that can go in the bullpen by playoff time. We don't need to worry about, you know, a bullpen, you know, or a reliever, just a closer, not a reliever. When you got pitchers starting pitching like this, you could take those other pitchers and pit them. Like Nola's coming back. You know what I mean? You got, what's his name, Lorenzen. And then bring up, you know, the young guy, you know, that we've been waiting on so long. Pit him in the bullpen.
He ain't coming up. Yeah, I don't think he's coming up.
Spike, he can give you one or two innings, man. He starts to fail here in the game. You know, if you bring up, you know, the young guy, you know, and pit him, you know, in the bullpen come playoff time, you know, it's going to be a lights-out bullpen that you built organically. You don't have to waste trade picks on, you know, guys that you don't need. You don't need a bullpen. You just need a closer and a bat, and I'll be happy. But let me say about the Eagles real quick, right?
The closer's in the bullpen.
But the closer, yeah. But you know what I mean. Like,
gotcha, yeah. You want a middle reliever, you want a closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the days of Brad Lidge when I knew this guy was coming on the mound and he was going to just, you know, 1-2-3 and out. 1-2-3 and out. You know,
well, not
never,
no
never
9.
Gave up a save. Never gave up a save. This guy was amazing. I want that.
Not
back,
no 9,
you know
10,
I mean?
11.
Yeah.
He was the best. He was the best. Brad Lidge was the best.
Per year.
Jalen is, listen, let Jalen be Jalen. Listen, and I tell you, right, Spike, you got me all wrong, right? You got it all wrong, Spike, yesterday. I'm not one of those guys that don't criticize. I criticize Jalen. You know what I mean? You know, I takes my belt off and whips Jalen's ass when he don't do right. But the thing about
Ooh, boy.
Him is, right, I love him because he's who he is. And we need a guy like that. A cerebral mindset is going to get you multiple Super Bowls. You hear me? And that's fine. I need that guy to be like that. He's like Tom Brady, man. Let him be him.
Oh, Brady, you know what I mean? Jordan, Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Like Brady, man.
Jalen.
Like,
guy, Jalen.
You know, yeah, there's back-to-back rings this year. You can't get back-to-back rings without having a cerebral mindset.
You got to be a lunatic. Now, you have to be a lunatic.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Like Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? Just making up stuff in his head. You know, gambling with security guards, you know, just because, you know, you got a ton of money.
Pitching,
you know,
quarters.
Pitching quarters. You don't even need the guy money. You're just doing it just because. That's a lunatic. That's what I love. Kobe Bryant, you know, just stump Paul Gasol's chest head. You know what I mean? I need that on my football team to win championships at the championship. So let the guy be him. You know what I mean? He's throwed off, and I love it that way. You know what I mean? But listen, this team is going to surprise everybody this year. You know? And
surprise everyone? Everybody expects him to win the
favorite.
Super Bowl.
What are we talking about?
No, Jack, listen. You stay with baseball, all right, Jack?
Question
me when it comes to my football team. You hear me? I'm telling you what I'm trying to tell you. They're going to surprise everybody because – people don't think they can repeat. I don't think everybody thinks they can
They're
repeat.
The Super Bowl favorites.
Are they?
They're tied now.
Okay.
They're tied.
Kansas City?
Buffalo and Baltimore, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Could be wrong.
Yeah,
I know Buffalo's one of them. I think. Chuck, do you, for next question, do you have a 90s controversy?
Oh, man, this is the best controversy. You hear me? And this is shout out to Yoshi. I'm about to channel my inner Yoshi, right?
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky.
Boy. Well, all right.
Monica is Bill
okay.
Clinton.
That's why we did it, yeah, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. There he goes. He got it. He nailed it. Yeah, nailed
I think
it.
He could win.
Yeah, we're doing now. In fairness, Jack always reminds me, I should say why we're doing next question. It is because it's Monica Lewinsky's birthday.
Right.
Yes.
52.
Not because of.
Yeah, but. Well,
it's kind of implied.
That's why we know.
Right. That's why we know Monica Lewinsky.
And the best one today, our best 90s controversy, we'll get four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Well, the return of Flyers in 50 with Broads is next. Broads now father of two Broads. So we will talk about that. And I don't mean Carter Montone. Or is that his name?
Porter Martin.
Porter.
Spartan Dog.
That's right.
Spartan Dog.
And I got to think three times before I ever say his name.
Yes. Yeah. Andrew Porter Malone.
Yes. Martone.
Yeah. And we will talk to, I'm sure Broads loved the fact that Jalen didn't drop the Super Bowl.
Man, that's it. Yeah, you got it.
Yo, do you think Broads is working out with Jalen, a picture of Jalen not putting his ring on?
Yo. He's the best.
Yeah. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I took a needle in the ass.
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
But
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Shoehorn that in anywhere. It don't even matter where it comes in.
I've never done that with a drop before on this show.
Yeah.
That's the first one I'm going to start dropping at random points, I think.
You love that one,
it's,
man.
Dude, already the top of my drop list. Yeah.
So joining us now, we've had a couple of weeks off, but we are back as the official Flyers show in the city. Every Wednesday at 3:30, our buddy Broads joins us for Flyers in 50. Broads, are you there?
I am here. Nothing crazy today. Just cool, calm, collected. Kind of like Jalen Hurts in a way.
So how'd you like him, on to the next one, not even putting on a Super Bowl ring at the ring ceremony?
Come on, man. That is the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
are
would
you
stop?
Kidding me? Dude, just listening to him today and the way it hit my eardrums. Oh, my God. I am so ready for football.
He was whacking that thing.
Listen, some may say, yes, I was.
We were wondering if maybe, we knew you work out to Jalen Hurts highlights, but maybe some highlights of him not wearing the ring. Maybe, you'd get that one extra rep on that bench press when you see Jalen not wearing that ring.
And listen, if that's what helps me get the body I'm looking for, and I'm on the beach with my shirt off, throwing the pig skin, and someone goes, is that Hurts? Oh, that's Broads, but they look damn alike out there with that throw. And I'm all right. Then I'm doing just fine.
Well, yeah, I think that person's got other problems if they're mixing up you and Jalen Hurts.
Well, Jalen Hurts with a man bun. The only thing he's missing is maybe rocking a man bun with some of those suits. By the way, the suits... I mean, how the hell does he pull that stuff off? I'm over here with
he's rich and fit. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know, but it's unbelievable. I try and pull it off myself. Instead, here I am, a Nike SB t-shirt that's wrinkled.
Yeah. And by the way, I saw you try to dress up once. It wasn't, you're not really a suit kind of guy.
Yeah, or a smile.
No.
Yeah.
No smiles, no nothing. By the way, I joined men's league. Terrible time. That's why I got the stick with the white tape, switched to white tape. Been getting active back on the ice thanks to Flyers and 50. It rejuvenated my life.
Yeah. Speaking of Flyers and 50,
yeah,
let's do it.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
The drama around town right now is Porter Martone going to Michigan State, and for some reason, we got fans crying out their ass that this is going to turn into a Cutter Gauthier situation. It's not even close. He was always going to go elsewhere to develop the game and grow, and the NCAA route is probably the most perfect route for him. You're going up against older men. You're able to play in the Big Ten against Penn State and Minnesota and all these big-time schools, Ohio State, Michigan, some real blue blood in the college hockey world. So he's going to go there. He's going to face Penn State, which I thought originally he was going to join all the hype, but instead he gets to look at him right in the eyes and say, let's go, baby, drop the puck. We're going to kick your ass. I like that. that. That's him showing his passion and his ability and his greatness to go up against all the hype and take him down himself. So you got Porter Martone going the best possible route he can to expand his game, to be fit for the squad when it's his time. And I love it. I think it's fantastic. Michigan State all the way, baby. It's in the blood, Ike.
I love it. And I can't.
Spartans don't sound like that.
Yeah. No, I don't know. By the way, my daughter just got home today from the NICU.
Yes. This is congratulations.
Congrats, brother.
Thank you very much. And she's now dealing with me in the basement, probably wondering, what the hell is this place?
Well, you know what? She will grow up thinking this is normal.
I know. That's why with the dogs barking, the dogs don't shut up when I'm down here. So you got that. Then you got me, you know. So this place is chaos. But once you're in the chaos, it's all you know, baby. Welcome to the Browns household, Mia. You know, you got a long life ahead of you here. Good luck.
Well, Mia's going to go to school and she's like, your daddy doesn't scream in the basement at the Zoom camera?
You're damn right. So it's been a while, though. It's been a while since we connected. What if I told you I actually have a show on the campus before you guys?
Oh, wow.
Well, hold on. When?
Are you serious?
I'm just messing.
Okay. That's all right.
Face,
dude, I was about to give Lakin's phone number out. Yeah. Hey, his home address.
Hey, what do you mean? As if I am not warranted?
Yeah. No, you're worthy of it?
Correct.
Look, yes. I thought you were working on a weekend or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, bros at 11:30 at night at the NovaCare in the RV. Talking to Ty Robinson or something.
Your face was good, though. Your face was good.
You
there
got
for a
me.
Second.
You got me.
I can tell you were pissed off.
Well, let me ask you something about Porter. It's Martone, right?
Martone, yeah.
Yes.
I'll call him PM Don.
PM Don. I like that.
I like that.
This guy's a Michigan State Spartan for 36 hours.
Yeah.
Ike has already got a nickname.
Well, he liked him the night of.
That's right. You weren't there. We were there at the draft party.
And by the way, Jack,
how'd I miss it?
Jack doesn't know what PM Don is.
He has no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, is that a 90s rap reference or something?
Close.
Right. Yeah, they weren't rap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, it's not rap.
So how long does he play at Michigan State? Like, he's not there for 4 years, is he?
No. This will be up to the Flyers and him. But honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it was 1 year and then he signs his entry-level contract. And then from there, he's with the squad. I mean, they were talking about potentially him making it out of camp this year, but that's always a long shot. Normally, the first overall pick and maybe the second get thrown right into the NHL. So at six, when they were talking about it, it was always a long shot. But I wonder if that's what got Flyers fans disappointed is they thought he was just going to make the team. The only reason why he was going to make the team is because the team is that thin and that bad. I mean, no sixth overall pick should be making the team right away. Michkov did, and at seventh, he went to the KHL. So I would guess 1 year, and then he's here just based off of his physical stature, because he is a bigger dude.
Oh, yeah, 6'3".
Oh, there you go.
Like that.
Tall drink of water.
So, hey, by the way, Coochie on the airway. See, now the morning show's trying to steal our hockey thunder Sean.
So I wanted to ask you about this. So have you seen the video? We have a part-time producer around here. His name's Louis, but we're going to call him Louis. Louis Coco. Did you see Louis's video in the hockey helmet on the internet? Have you seen Louis yet?
I did. I love him.
Okay.
I love him. Big hockey fan. My knock on him is he's too optimistic. I mean, he likes these prospects. You know, he's pumped. Every move they do is elite, you know? And it's like, he's like, oh, yeah, they're going to be this. They're going to be great. I'm like, dude, he stinks, you know? I got to keep it real around here. You know me.
Oh, yeah, you keep it real.
Well, we want to build, like, behind you, we would love to build a stable on the afternoon show of, like, you leading our hockey guys. And I saw Louis. Look, he was... Like, there's something very innocent about him and very optimistic, but seeing him on the internet in that helmet, I was like, oh.
He gets fired up about the Flyers.
Does he?
Yeah, he's getting fired up.
Yeah,
nice job filling in last week, bros. Lots of hockey talk last week.
Yeah, what about that?
I thought it was fantastic. Truth be told, in a four-hour show with Al Morgani, to only get maybe 18 minutes of backup goalie Vladar.
Oh, my God.
About Tyson Forster's injury. It's really not that bad. It was 18 minutes of a four-hour program.
But it was every day.
Yeah, 18 minutes.
It was every day that you were on. Yes.
I don't remember that. I don't recall that.
So when are you on WIP again?
Tonight, 10 o'clock.
Oh, there you go. After the Phils. There you are.
Right after Phils. And then tomorrow, following you guys. It's a little Broads, you know, Broads at night.
Well, we got to send Mia to college, right? We need you in here as much as possible.
That's right.
Dude. And a wedding. You know, I'm going to be walking them down the aisle, both of them soon. That's what everyone tells me before you know it. So I'm watching them right now. One's 2 weeks old. The other one's 19 months. And I'm thinking the aisle. That's why I'm working out. Cholesterol can't get too high. I got to make it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a very intense man. When the Flyers win, lose, when the Eagles win, lose, it takes years off the life. So I'm doing everything in my power.
Well, Broads, we appreciate you. Good to have you back. Broads81 on Twitter, and he'll be on tonight after Phil's Red Sox. Thank you. Thank you so much, Broads.
All right, Broads.
All right, fellas. Have a great day.
So that was an endorsement of Louis. That was an endorsement. It seems like he enjoys Louis, but thinks he's too positive. So maybe we'll have to either
classic young media member problem.
Oh yes, well because they've grown up in the thirst era.
I know.
Yeah,
thirst era.
Yeah, break that.
Yeah,
it takes a while.
Yep. Well, post Eagles Super Bowl is when the thirst era started in Philadelphia.
It's true.
215-592-9494. John Ashdale, the cars are thirsty. For new Hyundais. Oh, that's right. Now you want a brand new Hyundai. And that's why the Car Czar got together with Hyundai and has created Colonial Hyundai Fest. What they want you to be able to do is drive in with your car. You got your payment or whatever. Drive out with a brand new Hyundai, but your payment doesn't go up at all. How would they do that? Well, they're going to give you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, up to 20% off. That's up to 10 grand. Over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot. Whichever one you want, they're going to have it for you. The Tucson, the Elantra, the Santa Fe, whatever it is. How else do they make sure your monthly payment stays low? With financing as low as 0% on any new Hyundai in stock. Oh, how else are they going to do it? With your trade, at least $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. Colonial Hyundai Fest. They all come with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 215-592-9494. Rios, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, dude?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, I mean, you know, happy start of football season.
Yes, sir.
Which is freaking wonderful. So, I mean, let me just say that and get to the point. Like, so we got Jalen Hurts saying or hasn't put on his ring. How I feel about that, freaking amazing. I love every minute of it because you got to think of this, right?
Yep.
When the Super Bowl happened and we won the Super Bowl, he did his thing. You could see how he was smiling, walking, took his flick, sitting down, smoking his cigar, whatever, whatever. But now, you think about it. You got them sexy-ass rings that we got. And the discipline, either way, if he put it on at home, the discipline that he had to not just indulge himself into that ceremony the other day and to take it as it was, that sets precedence when the other players are looking at him like, oh, you know what? You know what? Hold on. We're not fooled yet. Huh? Looking at Jalen, strictly getting yourselves back to have a reason to be greedy and violent, that to put on a narrative that, what y'all think? We done here? You know what I mean? And if you even think about it, these other teams, they seen Jalen Hurts in word, whatever. You cannot tell me from the Dallas Cow Suckers and all these other teams are not looking and like, yo, damn, why my quarterback can't be like that? Because that makes you second think yourself. Think about some of the players who may have been around Jalen Hurts and was all extra happy, but then just see Jalen Hurts like, okay. That makes you even thinking like, ho. Let me get myself together, man, because I'm acting like the job is freaking done. You know what I mean? So I love it because at the end of the day, man, a leader serves, man. A leader leads by freaking example, huh? A leader just don't freaking point like no sucker. Anybody could just do that, huh? Just point. He serves. He does the right thing. He sets the freaking example. You know what I mean? And you know what? The year is coming in. Everybody at WIP.
Yeah.
All the callers. We have our marching orders handed to us. Our marching orders are handed to us, and we all know our freaking assignments. So, same way we want our Eagles to be, same way we need to be. Are you full? Huh? Or you're hungry? Are you still greedy? Are you still violent? That's how we need to be all season long. Let's not put our setbacks. You know what I mean? Y'all three gentlemen are a big part of this. And no matter what y'all say, whatever it goes, whatever y'all say, don't matter. But keep having that fire, what y'all say out of y'all mouths, because these guys listen. You know, and everybody want to say, Jalen Hurts, listen? Well, keep letting it be. Let's not get in our feelings. Let's be excited and happy that people talking junk about him, because we know what caliber and the pedigree that he freaking has. And you know what? Since it's the season of violence, just remember this, you know what I mean? We got our marching orders. We do what we got to do. Let them guys do what they got to do on the field. And you know what? If any outsider got any problem with anything and want to freaking find out, taking the number one will be them seated as they norm. You know what I mean? Peace, gentlemen. Oh, wait. Whoa. Ain't there a question that y'all got?
Oh, yeah. 90s. Give us a 90s controversy. It's Monica Lewinsky's birthday. So we're asking for
90s controversy.
90s controversy. Yeah.
Well, shoot. I joined the military in the damn 90s. So the controversy, all them suckers that I had a rumble because they want to allow me, couldn't take that I solidified my dominance and wasn't a freaking yes man. Yeah, me. Peace.
Okay. What do we think about that? Was that a 90s controversy?
Whatever Rio says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kidding me.
Kidding me. Made a lot of sense.
He's getting close to the season, too. He's getting closer and closer to being in mode.
Oh,
he's almost,
man.
It's almost out
he's
of baseball.
Wrapping up.
Yeah, it's almost out of baseball season.
Yeah, it's training camp for Rios, too. You know, I'm sure he has his two-a-days. You know, Rios doesn't like the new way they do training camp without two-a-days. When you were in training camp, so these guys practice for what, like an hour today?
Yeah.
Hour and a half, something like that? When you were in camp, first week of camp, what is a normal day for you like?
Dude, under Andy, we hit the ground going, like, full pads.
Full pads day one.
Day one, full pads, live periods, tackle to the ground.
Really?
Yes.
And were you in the era when you were doing two practices? Were you doing two-a-days?
Oh, yeah, that's all I know is two-a-days. I don't know one-a-days.
So in a two-a-day, you guys go out and practice, say, 10 or something like that?
No, so
what happens?
8 o'clock practice.
Okay.
So first practice is at 8. Normally done by 10, 10:30, right? 10, 10:30. You're out there doing that from like 10:30. 12:30 is your lunch time. Lunch.
Okay.
Don't lay down. Rest your legs. Get treatment. That sort of thing. Now, because I play special teams.
Yep.
So that's two practices. So there's a special teams practice, and then there's practice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Harbaugh had his own practice. Yes. So and we started before. So I always had to be there early because we're practicing 45 minutes of special teams.
Because the crazy thing to me is the idea of practicing and then your body coming down from that and then ramping back up again.
Yeah.
Is there something you have to do to get your body back up on that? Because like once...
Oh, yeah. That's why you saw a lot of guys get in the cold tubs after the first practice.
Yep.
The cold tub is really supposed to bring you back to get you ready for that second practice. Don't do saunas, things like that, that'll relax you too much. Yeah, that'll relax you too much. So really just cold tub. Or you might get your workout in between practice.
Jeez,
meaning like they're going in the weight room, getting a little workout in.
In between NFL practice.
Yeah, in between practice.
That is wild.
Oh, yeah.
So it is the first day of Eagles training camp practice. They reported yesterday. Elliot Shore Parks was at practice. We will get the first edition of training camp stats.
He's got the soccer jersey on, too.
Now they ramp up. I bet you Andy still does training camp the way.
He's probably still taking them on a college.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely still taking them to a college somewhere.
Somewhere, some remote college. Dorms.
Yeah, dorms.
Elliot joins us next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Tell 'Em Fritz sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.